the Philco Summer Hour. The Philco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. So, in the spirit of our summer hour, let's relax and listen. Take it easy. The earth, drawn by the sun, mellowed by 20 years of music, bursting with liquid sunshine, Paul Whiteman.
That's my boy who said that.
And thank you, Glenn Riggs. Now, I'll bet a pretty you folks would like to know what goes on. We've got a mighty fine bunch of people lined up this afternoon for the Philco Summer Hour. There's Evelyn Knight, a very, very pretty gal who sings a very, very, very pretty song. Bob Johnston, a southern lad whose way with a vocal has been making the big city sit up and take notes. Then there's Hilo, Jack and the Dame, four kids who rate four stars for four-part harmony. To make music on the mahogany, we have Red Norville, a member of the Whiteman Alumni Marching and Chowder Society.
What about the news, Paul?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Glenn. These days, none of us want to miss the news. Just to give you an idea of Philco service, we're going to give our relaxers the latest news. When we get it, you'll get it. Hot off the wires, and you can't get it any faster than that. Now we invite your attention to the very special blue plate.
Sweet.
Sweet and lovely. Yes, sir. It's Evelyn Knight, and she sure is sweet and lovely. And I also say that... Thanks, Glenn. Evelyn is a charming gal as has hit New York in a long, long time. And if we can get the band to take their eyes off Evelyn and get them back on the music, you'll have a slight idea why. As a matter of fact, it might behoove me to stop playing Wolf and get going. Glenn, carry on, but... Not too far.
Well, all right. A pleasure. Miss Evelyn Knight, with whom we're all madly in love, will sing A Fella on a Furlough.
He's just a fellow on a furlough, out looking for a dream. The one who's in his dream every night. A lonesome fellow search of company. Somebody who will be his guiding light. Oh, pretty lady, you hear him say, beautiful lady, are you going my way? He's just a fellow on a furlough whose hopes have all come true. The girl of his furlough dreams is you.
He's just a fellow.
On this first Philco Summer Hour, it seems appropriate to think of what Philco has done to help America enjoy radio out of doors. First, automobile radio. It was Philco who pioneered the idea of developing a practical automobile radio priced for the average purse. And over the years, Philco research led the way to constant improvement in tone and performance. The vast majority of radios in automobiles today were manufactured by Philco. Then, the portable radio. It was Philco again who conceived and developed the first portable battery-operated radio that enabled you to enjoy your favorite programs on the beach, in camp, on your lawn, anywhere in the great outdoors. Scientific progress, born of war research, has created great new possibilities in these fields. And after the war, you can depend upon the Philco pioneering spirit to bring them to reality, making radio ever more useful and enjoyable for you and your home. Paul, I thought right about here we were going to have Bob Johnston sing.
I thought so too, Glenn, but that Tennessee troubadour is just a guy that really takes his time. Romance is one of those things he has to kind of build up to, oh, so very slowly. And frankly, I don't know if he's ready this early in the day. Bobby boy, has love and consciences come to you yet?
Well, no, Mr. Paul, and if it's all the same to you, I'd like to sleep this one out.
You sure it won't bother you if we go on with the show?
Oh, no. But just please don't make too much noise, will you?
We'll try.
Paul, how about Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame?
Johnson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame ready?
Sure, kids. What are you going to sing?
Love, love, love. Well, go ahead, go ahead. But shh.
Imagine you imagining that you love me, and starting on the family tree. Imagine starting on the family tree. The mama is you and the papa is me. If your heart goes bumpity bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety knock, it's love, love, love. If you're cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. Imagine living in the home that's fresh and cozy. Imagine children playing ring around the rosy. And if the kids begin to holler, we can give them each a dollar, chase them out and make the parlor all alone. Imagine you imagining a cozy flat, complete with running dog and a cat. Imagine having running dog and a cat, and we will have welcome all over the mat. If your heart goes thumpity-bump, if your throat comes up with a lump, if your knees go knockety-knock, if you cuckoo like a cuckoo in the clock, it's love, it's love. If you're acting kind of stupid, you can bet that Mr. Cupid's been around. It's love, love, love.
More than a couple of years back, a friend of mine brought me a new waltz. I looked at it, I liked it, and stuck my neck out from here to there by saying it would be a hit. It was a charming song called Lover by Rodgers and Hart. And you know, it became a real top tune. A couple of days ago, the same fellas brought me another waltz, this one by Joe Meyer. I know I ought to stick to the fiddle and not gaze in the crystal ball, because if I could gaze real good, I'd pick the daily doubles and throw the fiddle away. So I'm not saying it'll be a hit, but I think it's swell. So leave us keep our eyes on it and see what transpires. And I'll just bet a pretty that you like it. It's called Cinderella Story.
Thank you.
Paul told you a few minutes back, we want you to listen to the Philco Hour and be perfectly assured you won't miss any of the latest news. As Paul told you a few minutes back, we want you to listen to the Philco Hour and be perfectly assured you won't miss any of the latest news. So here we go to the newsroom, where our Philco reporter, Kelvin Keach, is standing by to bring you the news of the moment from all over the world.
General Mark Clark's Fifth Army is in Rome tonight. Complete occupation of the Italian capital is imminent. And American tanks are rumbling through the heart of the Eternal City right at this moment. Italian civilians in Rome are bursting with joy, throwing flowers and offering wine to our boys. A live fire withheld at the outskirts of the city for 3 hours to permit Nazis to withdraw in accordance with the open city principles. The Germans refuse, so Allied forces are boring in for the kill. Allied warplanes are bombing and strafing German columns, retreating along the highways north of Rome. Front reports say that 600 trucks jammed with troops have been destroyed. And far ahead of the German retreat from the Italian capital, almost 1,000 United States bombers sliced into railroad objectives and viaducts along the French-Italian Riviera. 2 main lines crossed the French Alps, blown to smithereens. 1,000 American planes cut the Boulogne area to ribbons. French invasion coast throws up only small bursts of flak. Not a single enemy fighter in the air. Bulgaria's president and former premier is en route now to Berchtesgaden. The officials are going to give Bulgaria's answer to Hitler's demand, presumably including a break in relations between Bulgaria and Russia. Russian troops beating off more German assaults tonight north of Yassi in Romania. 29 German tanks destroyed. 24 German planes shot down. American airmen have carried out 2 more heavy attacks on Japanese positions in the Kuriles, Carolines, and Marshalls. Other planes started huge fires on the enemy's phosphate base of Nauru Island. In China, bitter fighting is raging north and east of Changsha, the big rail junction on the Hankou to Canton Railroad. The Chinese defenders have succeeded in pinning down an enemy column some 25 miles north of the city. Unity is looming over the horizon for the Yugoslav government in exile and the partisan forces of Marshal Tito. The new premier of the Yugoslav government, Dr. Ivan Subasic, is scheduled to leave soon for Bari, Italy, to open negotiations with representatives of the Yugoslav Army of Liberation. The London radio warns French patriots to go into hiding immediately. The BBC tells the French that their duty is to help patriots escape an imminent roundup by the Nazis. It's officially announced that RAF planes, based in the Middle East, destroyed 17 enemy supply vessels and damaged 25 others during the month of May. Another big bite into Hitler's reserve fund. The exchange liner Gripsholm is scheduled to dock early Tuesday morning at Jersey City, New Jersey. Aboard are 51 American soldiers, all sick or wounded personnel who had been prisoners of war in Germany. Food War Administrator Marvin Jones revealed tonight that the nation's farmers will be asked to plant between 67 and 70 million acres of wheat in 1945. Some 67 million acres were planted in 1944. Radio Paris has just broadcast that Allied planes have attacked the former French capital. This is not confirmed. Another enemy report says our planes are winging right now toward the Balkans. The Budapest radio is off the air. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, Kelvin Keach. Now, Paul, what's with you?
Glenn, we've whipped up a little medley. Tunes everybody knows. Tunes that you like.
Hold it, Paul. I think Johnston is stirring.
Well, drop everything. This chance may never come again. Bobby boy, is the world a big, shiny, beautiful place to you yet?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Whiteman. What were you saying?
Oh, let me handle it, Paul. Mr. Johnston, sir.
Mr. Riggs, sir?
Are you ready, sir?
No, sir.
Oh. What were you saying again, Paul?
Well, we've got some tunes now. And if these aren't your favorites, well, why are you buying so many copies of them? Reading from favorite to favorite, Poinciana, I'll Get By, San Fernando Valley, and Long Ago and Far Away, sir.
Thank you. time, there was a pretty average, stupid little boy who lived in a great big department store with his grandma, who was not so bright, too. All grandma would do was wander around the store and then come back and ask the little boy stupid questions. Like, for example, one day she came back and said to him, "Sonny, what is dishes?" "What is dishes?" he said, not bothering to correct his grammar. "What is dishes?" "Why, dishes, the Blue Network." It's the Philco Hour with Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, Hilo, Jack and the Dame, our special guest, Red Norvo, and Paul Whiteman's Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. We open the second half of the show with some very special music by Paul Whiteman. One of the greatest hits of all time. A song that Paul found in England, brought to the United States, and made famous all over the world. Valencia. Watch Philco in refrigeration after the war. That's the promise of the original engineering and advanced design which appeared in the Philco refrigerator before the war. Its owners today are enjoying important exclusive advantages which are theirs alone through the forward planning of Philco engineers. As an example, wartime restrictions have revealed to millions the need for frozen storage. Even before the war, Philco was the first to recognize this modern trend with a complete line of refrigerators offering full-size, separate frozen food compartments. So watch Philco in refrigeration after the war. In frozen storage, as well as other modern ideas in food keeping, Philco engineers will be ready to apply the lessons of war research and experience to bring you refrigerators that express new conceptions of modern utility and convenience, and to add new laurels to the Philco tradition of leadership in progressive engineering and advanced design. Well, 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 what's the fanfare for, Paul?
Are you kidding? We've got to wake Bob Johnson up sometime.
I'm up, and I'd like very much to sing now.
Bravo, bravo, Bobby boy. You get your X for excellence.
Bob, I see by the music on the stands that you're going to sing I Love You.
Yes, that's the one.
Well, how did you happen to pick out I Love You, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you, it was like this. I was lying in bed one morning, about 2 p.m, trying to make up my mind what I should sing. It was a problem.
Yes, sir, a real problem.
Suddenly, the wind came in the window and blew the music off the piano and onto the bed. And one piece of music landed right smack dab on my face. It was I Love You. Now, that made me think. I sang I Love You.
What an amazing solution. Sing it, Bob, before you fall down.
I love you, hums the April breeze. I love you, echo the hills. I love you, the golden dawn agrees as once more she sees the daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody.
That impressive clanging you hear is the door swinging back to open the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame. Through these doors will pass the world's prettiest musicians, virtuosi who at one time or another made music for Paul.
Which is by way of saying hello to Red Norville. Ladies and gentlemen, Red's a boy who can really chop his way through the woodpile, or in the language of music, play the xylophone. In my opinion, Red's the greatest in the world. Red, we've got a few of your old buddies here in the band, and how's about knocking out a tune?
That's fine with me, Paul.
I know this doesn't look like the Hickory House on 52nd Street, but I hope you'll feel at home just the same.
Well, just move the walls closer together, put a little sawdust on the floor, fill the place up with cigar smoke, and everything will be lovely.
Okay, Red, we'll put an extra man on the job, and while we're kind of puffing up the place, you start off.
Okay, here's the man I love.
Get right over there at that wood pile. Give the boys a downbeat, say, avava, avava, and away you go. Standing here beside me is Evelyn Knight, and oh boy, is that a pleasant way to spend a Sunday afternoon. I forgot to tell you that Evelyn is also the singing star of the Falstaff radio show. She is also Riggs. What are you looking at me like that for? I'm talking about Evelyn Knight.
Precisely why I'm here. I have written a poem, to wit and viz. The other night was very dull. There was no fun to revel in. But now this condition does not prevail. Tonight, the night is Evelyn.
How's that, Paul?
Precisely why I wish you weren't here. Stick to the prose, Glenn.
Oh, all right. Evelyn Knight sings, It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, nor try to be bossed or try to be cross, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found for somebody who
could make me be blue, could make me be true, and even be glad. Might never be mean, or try to be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your more, I love you too. It had to be you,
wonderful you. Had to be you.
About 25 years ago, we used to play at a place on Broadway and 48th Street called the Palais Royal. One of our biggest numbers then was a tune called Avalon. A couple of days ago, I was going through the library and I came across the original arrangement. Of course, it was for the original Whiteman combination of nine men. And this is the way it went. Just take a gander at that slide whistle. That was really something in those days.
Funny thing, though, it never sounded like that to us. We thought it sounded like this.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Paul Whiteman is featuring a medley of songs by Victor Herbert. This is truly music that needs no introduction, because you made it great by whistling it, playing it, singing it, and loving it. Okay, Paul, we're waiting. In the achievements of the Philco laboratories and production lines, there's a Philco tradition which war research and production has served to enhance. It is expressed in the phrase, Philco, a musical instrument of quality. War has added new honor to this tradition. Members of our armed forces from air, sea, and land are giving testimony to the quality in action of Philco battle equipment. Tomorrow, the new techniques which Philco has developed for war will be reflected in the products of peace, which will be yours in the famous Philco tradition, a reputation for quality, built over the years in more than 17 million American homes.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This came to you over 165 stations, and we'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, Hilo, Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.